Sudan, where our mission is to bring people closer to God and one another. And I'm glad that you are here. And our prayer is that will be your experience after the hour that we are together this morning. And we're going to be having some announcements. But before we have that, I invite you to take out the Keeping in Touch card, which is in a seat back pocket in front of you. Feel free to fill that out on both sides and place it in the offering basket when it comes by a little bit later. It allows us an opportunity to be in touch with you and any care needs that we can share with you. And then also that you can let us know how we can best minister to you. And it's a great, great thing. Well, tonight we're going to have a great concert, so there's good energy here. And so I invite you to come back at 6 o'clock for the best of the best for the choir concert tonight. And it's going to be fabulous. And also, we have a wonderful, wonderful announcement. We love weddings, don't we?
Yes.
Steve and his husband, Drew, got married this last weekend, so congratulations. Family members are here, and welcome. We're glad that you are here. Please rise as you are able. This is an opportunity, if you haven't already done so, greet those around you and say, you're in the right place. Would you do that? Would you join me in prayer, please? May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, God, who is our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Well, today we continue our sermon series on fruit of the Spirit. And I remind you that as we stay connected to the source of all good, to the source of all life, this fruit of the Holy Spirit will grow in us. And I'm talking about the fruit of love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and faithfulness and generosity and gentleness and self-control. These are good attributes that we can have within us. And as we stay connected to that source, they will grow and they will mature in our lives. So far, we've talked about love. We've talked about joy. And today we're going to talk about another giant fruit. And I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about peace. Peace. And this word is found in Scripture many times, and we're probably most familiar with it in the Hebrew form. Shalom. That is a beautiful word, shalom. And I think the Apostle Paul most likely had this Hebrew concept of shalom or peace in mind when he listed peace as one of the fruit of the Spirit. The meaning of shalom is a beautiful meaning. It's much broader than the way we usually think about the word peace. Many of us think of peace as the absence of conflict. Well, that's nice. Or avoiding a problem, or appeasing another person, you know, like keeping the peace, keep the peace. And these are common misunderstandings of this word peace. And in fact, peace, as Paul is using this word, is the kind of peace that exists even when there is conflict in your life. Even when you're smack dab right in the middle of a problem or a difficult situation, shalom has a beautiful meaning. It has a meaning of order. How nice is that? Well-being, wholeness, prosperity, and even salvation all come under this term, shalom. What a beautiful umbrella of peace. So this morning, I'd like to suggest three different ways that we can better understand this peace that Paul is talking about in our lives. First, we can think of peace in terms of a spiritual experience. I don't know about you, but every time that I experience something that is like really peaceful, the beautiful things you were praying about that bring peace, I mean, I was identifying with those. And every time I have that kind of experience, it's a spiritual experience for me. And somehow God, whether I verbalize it or not, is involved in that. And I just want to say, thank you. Peace resonates within my soul as a spiritual and life-giving experience. And peace with God is foundation to all of those things. If we want to build on that peace, let God be that foundation of peace in your life. Peace with God understands that all the good news of God's inclusive love that we are to share with everybody starts with us. We are ones that God loves so much. And when God says God so loved the world, that means you. Would you turn to your neighbor and say, that means you. Really, that means you. And it's about knowing that God created you as you are. I love our pride theme. I think it goes on and on, and it lasts longer than just the pride season. These cards that we hand out at pride. Say it with me out loud. You are fabulous, unique, strong, amazing, wonderful, because God makes no mistakes. Isn't that beautiful to understand that and know that about ourselves? And that's why at communion, every single Sunday, we sing that song, Come Just As You Are. Peace with God is believing the truth that no matter what you have been told in the past, or no matter what you believe about yourself, Jesus says to you, peace is yours. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you, not as the world gives you, I give you. So let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid. Peace is a spiritual experience. Peace is also an emotional experience. I think about a life verse. And when I talk about a life verse, I'm talking about a verse in the scripture that you can stand on, that you go back to all the time, that is yours personally. My mom's was Philippians 4:13, which says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, let me tell you a little story about how I am memorializing my life verse. It's called a bench. And this bench is I put in a little cemetery in the middle of a cornfield in Minnesota, which is where our family is buried. And when my mom died, I was responsible for having the engravers go and put the final dates on her stone. And I thought it was so nice of mom to do that for us. We didn't have to do any of that. She bought all of that. She took care of that. And so I thought, you know, I'm going to do that for myself. And there was no bench in this little cemetery. And I thought, I'm not going to put a stone. Let's make it utilitarian. So people can just sit on that bench and they can go and they can meditate and they can just do. And besides, they clean it every time that they're sitting on it. I like it when it's clean, don't I, Lee? And so one of the things that they say that we can do in our stones is, what is your nickname? I said, I don't have a nickname. Well, what do people call you? And I said, Pastor Dan. Okay, we'll put that in there. So that's underneath there, right above the date there. But if you see to the left there, underneath the Bible, it says Philippians 4, 6, and 7. That is my life verse that I stand on. And that's part of our scripture reading today. And it's a verse that I use whenever I'm going through a difficult situation, or when I'm praying with somebody else who is going through some problems, or when tragedy strikes. No matter what, this scripture verse for me always comes in handy. And that's why it's my life verse. I pray it often. And the peace of God that passes all understanding can guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. That peace that we have as beloved children of God, especially in the difficult times. That peace that we can have that we can't explain, especially when we receive tragic news immediately. You see, some people, they either go to peace or they go to pieces. And we have a choice, it feels like, sometimes in that moment. And immediately, sometimes we want to go to pieces, you know, when we get all flustered, when we're not in balance. And that's why we have to keep on being centered and balanced. And that will allow us then to be able to go to peace instead of to pieces. And it's the peace we have even when someone is getting on our last nerve. We can have that peace in our heart. And it's the peace that comes from knowing that God has everything under control and God has your best interest at heart. If we're able to believe that and remain calm, because when we experience that peace, our confidence shifts to God and not our circumstances. And when we can get our confidence in God and off of our circumstances, it'll be really cool. Like this saying that says, you've got a small God, show me your problems and they'll be bigger. And you've got a big God, your problems will be smaller. And I like this one too. Don't tell God how big your problem is. Tell your problem how big your God is. That is a good thing. And it's true, our perspective of God and our relationship with God shapes how we respond to a full range of stuff that we are dealing with. Lynn is going to be having a big surgery on Thursday, an open heart surgery. They're going to be working and replacing a valve and fixing a valve. And this isn't a little thing. Cutting out here. And Lynn has assured me that she's got peace. And it's even been confirmed in her subconscious by dreams of beautiful things. She's been having this last week. How beautiful that is to be able to have that peace that passes all understanding. Because it's like kind of scary. You know, if I was going to go in for this surgery, I'd be a little nervous. There's enough people around you that might be nervous, huh? You got to let that peace just kind of spread to everybody else. Patty, let's all have that peace that we can just support you and we can support Lynn in this. And we thank God for God's presence with you during this situation. And lastly, there's the relational aspect of peace. It's peace with others. Romans 12:8 says, if it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Now, for many people, this isn't so easy. And I like how Reverend Joyce Meyer says, we can have a lot of things in life, but if we don't have peace, we're never going to truly enjoy our lives the way God intended. Sometimes it requires action to get and maintain peace in our lives, right? Can't just say, I want peace. You got to do a little action that goes with it. It means not always getting your own way, maybe. It maybe means not having the last word in an argument. Whew, that's hard sometimes, isn't it? It requires us to trust God even more with the people and the circumstances in our lives. Relational peace also involves making a decision to like yourself. How are you going to get along with anyone else if you can't get along with you? You got to like yourself. So don't compare yourself to others. That's one of the fastest ways to lose peace in your life, when you start comparing yourself to other people. Accept people just as they are. And I remind you again that the foundation for peace in every area of our lives first is God. Go to the rock, that foundation of peace. Receiving God's love and forgiveness in our own lives so that we can in turn love and forgive others in our lives. I don't know about you, but I can't do this all on my own strength. Especially when I get on the freeway. We were just talking about that this morning. Sometimes, you know, you can find out how much peace you really got when somebody wants to cut you off or whatever they're trying to. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not alone here. As I look within to the Spirit of God, as I stay connected to God, this fruit of the Holy Spirit will grow in us. I want that peace. Sometimes I want it now. That's where patience comes in. And then self-control. But we're going to talk about those in the coming weeks. So keep on coming back so that you can be part of this sermon series. We're going to talk about all of these fruit of the Spirit in the next coming weeks. Reverend Allison Rowland, who was a member of this church and who was ordained within MCC and now is the senior pastor of MCC in New Orleans, or I should say it right, New Orleans. She gave me this beautiful towel, and it was a reminder of peace in my life. And we were talking about this one day, and this came. I like it. It says, peace. It does not mean to be in a place where there's no noise or no trouble or no hard work. But it means to be in the midst of those things and still be calm in your heart. Peace. I love football. I love sporting events, believe it or not. And you've seen people, you know, when they get the towel, it's called the terrible towel, right? When they start going like that and, you know, trying to get everybody going. And, well, I like this as a peace towel. And I want to pass this around. And I want you to, as you see it, look at it and claim that peace for your life. Just touch it, kind of as a touchstone of peace that we can have. And I'm going to ask the ushers if by the end of the service you make sure that it gets back to me or just up on that front chair here. That would be great for the next service. And just touch that, all that energy that's going in there right now. Let it be peace. Peace with God. Peace with others. And may we experience the peace that passes all understanding. Whatever situation it is that you are going through in your life, we can claim that peace and let it guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Beautiful Lord, wonderful Savior, I know for sure all of my days are held in your hand, crafted into your perfect plan. You gently call me into your presence, guiding me by your Holy Spirit. Teach me, dear Lord, to live all of my life through your eyes. I'm captured by your holy calling. Send me apart. I know you're drawing me to yourself. Teach me, Lord, I pray. Oh, take me and mold me. Use me. My life to the potter's hand. Call me, you guide me, lead me, walk beside me. I give my life to the potter's hand. You gently call me into your presence, guiding me by your Holy Spirit. Teach me, dear Lord, to live all of my life through your eyes. I'm captured by your holy calling. Send me apart. I know you're drawing me to yourself. Lead me, Lord, I pray. Me and mold me, use me and fill me. I give my life to the potter's hand. Call me and guide me, lead me, walk beside me. I give my life to the potter's hand. Ooh, take me and mold me. Use me and fill me. I give my life to the potter's hand. Call me and guide me. Lead me. Walk beside me. I give my life to the potter's hand. Mold me, mold me, and make me, use me. I give my life to the potter's hand.